This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, fam? It's Chappelle, host of Recap Kickback Podcast, here for the latest interview of Deal or No Deal Island as a part of our RHAP Hit or Quit podcast feed. And I'm here with our most recently eliminated contestant from Deal or No Deal Island, Dawson. Dawson, what's up, man?
How you doing, man? Thank you for having me today.
Man, thank you for being here. I have a lot of questions for you, Dawson, so I'm excited to get going. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So we saw that in last night's episode, it came down to a decision you were faced with. You were faced with the opportunity to take a personal offer of $100,000 or to compete against the banker and ultimately continue in the game. Did you have any hesitation about taking that offer from the banker, knowing that it would eliminate you from contention for the big prize?
That was definitely one of the hardest decisions, being up there and having to decide that, because I had such a strong feeling of what my case was that I pulled. I had a feeling it was my 275, and I was going to rock that throughout until the end. After that first round, knocking out 90% of that left column, I was feeling confident, strong in how I was playing this, and I was like, it's this number. And then, you know, obviously we started that next round, and I got tossed that offer, and golly, it was just so many emotions and thoughts were going through my head. And I just, you know, took what Jordan said to me very seriously, you know, like a 1 in 6 chance. And I realized, you know, as this game progresses, like a lot of this game is luck, and a lot of it, you know, can just change in the blink of an eye. So I was like, am I willing to take that risk of not taking this deal and proceeding to, you know, have the chance to win a bunch of money? Or not, because I know if I would have not won and I would have declined that deal, it would have been a mistake that would be a burden on me the rest of my life. So I knew I had to do it. You know, it was tough seeing Amy, Steph, and Nick pretty sad. And, you know, seeing Robin Aaron's grin like, oh, hell yeah, he's leaving. You know, it was just like, ugh. But I had to do what's best for me. You know, it's a game, and that's the unfortunate event.
Now that you've seen it played out, do you have any regrets? Do you think that, you know, is there an alternate timeline where you would have done things differently? How do you think that goes for you?
You know, I don't have any regrets. You know, I appreciated the way I played the game. I was true. I was honest, transparent with everything. The only regrets I really do have or would have would be building a closer connection with who my biggest competition was, you know. And obviously we don't know who the biggest competition of mine is until further in the game, feeling people out, how they play and the challenges. And that was definitely Rob and Aaron. And, you know, we shared a tent together, but, you know, it was kind of just a block wall, I feel like they had with me, because, you know, every time I'd go in the tent and they were in there prior to me, their tone of voice would change or get quiet. And it was just some red flags. And I knew right off the bat, I was like, this isn't going to work out. So I didn't even bother trying anymore.
Yeah, I was definitely going to ask you about your relationship with the Rob Mob, with Rob and Aaron and even Claudia, because we don't see a lot of interaction between the two of you. So you felt like you made that effort and it was a little shot down, or were you always kind of opposed to that side of the house?
You know, I was never opposed to it. Aaron and I, you know, we had a good connection. You know, Aaron and I have talked multiple times, you know, and I told him how I felt. You know, I told him, I was like, hey, you know, I want you to realize Rob wants to take you to the end because he's physically better at challenges than you, and you have him mentally over the top. Okay. But obviously we've seen with each challenge, there is some physical aspect in every single one of them, you know, and Aaron knew that. And Aaron's like, dude, I know. He's like, I'm just waiting for the right time. And, you know, I knew Aaron was smart that way. Okay. And that is also like, wait, sorry, go back. And then Rob and I really never had game talk. It was just, you know, before bed, we'd talk about our families, whatever. Same with Aaron. And the second when he was going around making alliances with everyone, when he came up to me when I was, you know, by the shower area, I was also with Alyssa. And I didn't know him and Alyssa were that close until obviously watching. But I saw him go around to everyone that day. I saw him doing his little damage control. Like, he was running around trying to make all these bullshit alliances. And that's also when I knew, like, I'm not going to be trying with this guy, you know, like, we got to get him out. And I knew that him and Rob together were strong, and that needed to be disconnected, because if that's not disconnected, it's going to be a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. You were a part of the Night Owls Alliance, which were the four people who were against the Rob and Aaron side the most. Were you familiar with Boston Rob and Claudia before going into the game? Cause they're relative celebrities in this arena.
Yeah, no, I knew who Rob was because I really wasn't a reality TV guy at all before this. And during the interview process, I started watching Survivor. And the one Survivor I did watch was the one him and his wife were on together. And I saw, you know, like, his strategy kind of, and his strategy in that one was, you know, feeling bad for himself, like, oof, you know, my wife's in this one, people are coming after me because of that. And that was the same stuff he pulled in, you know, Dondi. He was claiming he had a big target on his back because he was already in a TV show. But Claudia, I literally had no idea who she was. Her and I, we got along great. I still talk to her to this day. She is funny as hell, literally funny as hell. You know, and Kim and I had a close alliance. And when that fight broke out, like, one thing I appreciated and liked about her a lot was she doesn't care what people think. You know, she wasn't trying to hide some BS. Like, she didn't care. And I didn't like that plan they had in place. You know, it was all to protect Rob, you know, and obviously if Claudia would have stayed in the game, it would have been a distant relationship in the game because she was close with Rob, and them two had their, you know, alliance going on because they're both celebrities together. But yeah, I appreciated that about her a lot.
Yeah. So back to last night's episode, take us through your strategy during the sand portion of the excursion. You have the opportunity to sabotage someone and you are the last one to go. You choose to sabotage Aaron, putting him at a disadvantage and finding the cases in the jungle. Aaron seemingly is not that big of a challenge threat. Take us through your thought process there with picking Aaron as the person to sabotage when it seems like you're probably less likely to work with Boston Rob in this game.
Yep. So the reason why I picked Aaron was Joe said this is testing precision. Okay. And I'm thinking this is going to be not physical, not that physical at all. I'm thinking it was going to be all mental. We have to figure something out. I'm thinking it's a puzzle. I'm thinking it's, you know, I'm thinking it's something mainly mental. Okay. And because where those hourglass figures were, we couldn't see what we were doing. We had to run down like a corner path and we had no idea what we were doing. So I am thinking this is going to be not physical run through a swamp. I'm thinking it's going to be like numbers, puzzles, something crazy that Aaron would be freaking great at. But I came around that corner and I knew right away. I was like, gosh, damn it. I knew it. And that's when I literally pretty much instantly regretted picking Aaron, because I knew like it would already been really tough for him to follow through with that challenge.
Yeah, so Dawson,
you know, the reason why I did that, and it was, oh God, it bothered me so much.
Yeah, it was one of the more curious decisions from my point of view, because I'm looking at you as one of the front runners in this game. You are part of the majority alliance. Aaron and Rob seemingly have their back against the wall. And I would think, similar to Boston Rob, that you have plans of maybe going to the end with people that you could beat. And so that's why that one stood out as a decision to me. But what was your in-game decisions looking like? Like, let's say you beat the banker. You have the Night Owls alliance. You have the opportunity to take a shot at somebody. Do you shoot at Rob right here?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, our end goal was running us four till the end. And, that day it wasn't shown on camera, but I pulled Jordan aside and I told her, I was like, hey, like, now it's obviously split into two here. Okay. And I knew she was in the middle and her and I were close. Okay. I told her, I said, you need to kind of decide which side you're going to go on, because I don't want you being used as a pawn in case something was to happen, you know? And she agreed with me and, you know, but the Night Owl's ultimate end goal was getting a trusted group of people together, taking out who we need to go. And then after that, we're all for ourselves. That was our goal, you know, and we recognize it's a game. If we got to do some crazy shit, we're going to do some crazy shit. you know, but we wanted to take us till the end and be that strong pact. That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah. And so thinking that there might be a final two, did you have a preferred pairing that you wanted to go to the end to end with the Night Owls, or were you fine with any of the four of you going to the end?
I was honestly, I'm fine with any of the four going to the end without a doubt.
Yeah. Like there were some tense moments in the season, but a lot of them didn't have to do with you. You really stood out as somebody who was socially pretty ingrained in the cast. And you talked about a little bit, you being a narcissist. I don't want to get into too much of that, but I have to know, how are you explaining to people to chop their toenails off and then eat them? And then also seeing this game right there in your grasp and taking the banker's money. Cause I really thought you were going to take this one all the way to the end.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, okay, it's a little narcissist thing. I went to therapy in the beginning of my relationship because I was totally like, I mean, I was toxic. I can admit it. I recognized it and I didn't want to be like that, you know? So I did like a personality test and yeah, I have a lot of narcissistic traits. And one of them was obviously, I mean, being a narcissist, you can pretty much make people feel bad for not doing something that you want. Okay. And like, I find it funny, you know, and I recognize that. And I know that I can use that as a benefit in this game to really, I mean, make people think like, hey, like it would be bad if you did this, but it would actually be benefiting my play, you know, and kind of just mixing things up and literally just manipulating them. But yeah, that was, I mean, I forgot what you said before that. Sorry.
It was more of a complicated question of how you take yourself out of the running for this when it looked like you did have a grasp on what was going on. It looked like you had a clear path to the end, Dawson.
Yeah, no, it was very tough for me to walk away, honestly, because I felt very strong with where I was. I was good with Jordan, you know, it was just Rob and Aaron. And I know if we could get all of us together, it could have been us, you know, the final five, but I knew it was a big risk. And I know this game is a lot of luck and a lot of chance and it can change in the blink of an eye. And I knew like, if I could walk away with something guaranteed, I'm going to be happy. And this being the largest personal offer, like sign me up.
Yeah. We heard a lot about your connection with your family as well. That's one of the coolest things that we learned about you throughout the season. You're very close with your family, youngest of three siblings. You talked about your mom a lot. What was their experience watching you on a game show like this, competing and also being able to honor them in this way?
They loved it. They loved it so much. I mean, every week it was just something to do, something to look forward to. It definitely, my brothers were like dying when I said, oh, they're reproducing a lot. My brothers are having a ton of kids. And my mom, like she called me this morning, you know, pretty emotional. She's like, you had me in goosebumps. Like I was pacing. I couldn't sit down. And, you know, like my family's my everything, you know, and the older I get, the more I realize that. And it was, you know, really awesome actually being able to talk about them on TV and have everyone see like how much they mean to me, you know, because yeah, life takes over and sometimes I don't get to spend time with my family as much as I want to. And, you know, we're working all the time and that's my ultimate end goal is being able to have the funds and financial freedom to really spend as much time as I want with my family, you know, and making sure like they're never in a tough situation when it comes to money, because it's the worst feeling in the world. Like I've been there, you know, and that's what motivates me to work harder. And I just want, you know, everyone in my family to never feel that way and be comfortable with life.
Yeah. And I'm very sure they're proud with your performance on this show. You talked a little bit about being underestimated a lot in your life. Do you think that was your experience in Deal or No Deal Island as well?
I think maybe partially. I think a lot of, you know, my gameplay, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, you were so quiet. And, you know, truthfully, I don't think I was quiet at all. You know, there was some alliances that were never shown, conversations that weren't shown. Like Alyssa and I had a good alliance, low key. You know, I talked to Jordan, obviously prior to this, like those were all good, true conversations that I think would have been great to shown because, you know, I'm not a quiet person one bit. And especially when it came to that game, like I was not quiet at all and I'm a loud person and I'm not a people pleaser. I will go and shoot and get for what I'm trying to get. You know, if something's in my way, I'm going to take them out. And that's just how I am. And I wish that was shown. Because, yeah, that's who I am.
Yeah. And what was your favorite challenge or excursion during the time of the show? Because there was a lot of physical aspects to this. And I don't think a lot of us saw it coming. But you seem to do very well in all the challenges.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I think my favorite one was honestly the last one. Like that was I think, such a good challenge. Like, it was, I had to work. I had to put in a lot of mental effort, a lot of physical effort. And that's what I like. You know, I don't, if something's too easy, if something's, you know, kind of just, I can sit back and relax, it's not as exciting, you know, like having that challenge where you have to work and get it, where it's not all luck. That's what I like.
Sounds good. And Dawson, before we wrap up and go, please tell everybody where they can find you. If you have a social media you want to plug or anything you've been working on, let everybody know what you've been up to since you've left Deal or No Deal Island.
Yes, you guys can all find me on Instagram. I do real estate, so you're going to see a lot of my real estate content on there. I'm posting stories all the time, and my two puppies. I got a special ed dog that I'm always sharing, and I got another little doggy, and my life's fun, you know, and I work, I hang out with my boyfriend, my dogs, and I'm always up to something fun.
All right, Dawson, thank you so much for being here with us and sharing your story. We'd love to see more from you moving forward in these types of game shows, knowing that you have a specific set of skills that can help you do well.
Yes, yes. You guys all got to stay tuned. That's my, I would love to get on another one, and I appreciate your time today. Hopefully we'll all be right. Changing soon.
Yes, please, please don't be a stranger. Okay, everyone, that was Dawson, the most recently eliminated contestant from Deal or No Deal Island. To keep up with more of our coverage of Deal or No Deal Island, please remember to subscribe to the RHAP Hit or Quit podcast feed for weekly episode recaps, and be sure to follow me on all social media platforms at Recap Kickback for more information on what I have going on. Until next time, peace.